Brothers and sisters, it is a pleasure to be with you this morning. Didn't feel well last week, and gotten stronger. I don't know if I had anything of any significance, but whatever it is passed on. I had a little bit of a sore throat and a few aches and pains, but nothing of significance. In any event, I looked over my shoulder and asked Paul if he had anything for this morning, and he said, well, maybe I could, and I said, well, I've got maybe a little bit. I said, I don't really have anything, and boy, there you go, it's yours. So praise God. You know, the Lord does bless us, and we have been ministered to this morning. The songs, the choruses, the scripture, the prayers, the testimonies, the birthdays.
Amen.
67. Yeah. Two-thirds is 66.6. Pardon? Just over two-thirds. It's true. It's true. Correction. If you're going to round it up. Anyway, the Lord just blesses us mightily. And I want to share, a few weeks ago we prayed for Lenny, and I had not heard anything since then. I thought there was an indication that there was some improvement. And apparently she is home, and she's trusting in the Lord and testifying to God's goodness to her, and she is not concerned, for she is healed, whether she goes or whether she stays. And praise God. It's just a blessing to me. One of the things that, the service opened and the young ladies shared, and Jess, your children are just please me. They give me joy. And I know they give Judy and Phil great joy. And this seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. Therefore, and Kirk read this very appropriately, therefore do not be anxious for tomorrow will care for itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. And that is so true. That's where we find ourselves. And you know, it is very apparent today and under the circumstances that this is true, that each day has enough trouble of its own. When things are going well and there isn't all of this hubbub and confusion, we don't focus on that. You know, it's easy to go along when things are going smoothly. Seems to be easy anyway. But the Lord is with us in all things, and he is reminding us. And we can have confidence in all that is happening around us, that the Lord has his hand upon it, and he is able to accomplish his purpose. I want to read another scripture, just also in Matthew, the passage that Kirk read and that song came for, or the chorus came from, is in chapter 6. In chapter 7, the Lord is going on speaking, and he says in verse 7, ask, and it shall be given to you. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and he who seeks finds, and to him who knocks it shall be opened. Or what man is there among you, when his son shall ask him for a loaf, will give him a stone? Or if he shall ask for a fish, he will not give him a snake, will he? If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more shall your Father who is in heaven give what is good to those who ask him? The Lord is speaking to us personally and corporately in these words. And we are to ask, and it's important to ask, and to realize that there are things, and as a matter of fact, some of the intervening verses in chapter 7, 1 through 6, there are things there that are hard to understand. The Lord desires for us to know. And he does not, we are not to figure it out for ourselves using our own capacities. We are to trust the Holy Spirit to open our eyes and to help us to see and to give us voice to speak and to give us testimony to shine forth and water, living water, to flow out from among us and light to shine from us into this dark place. Thirsty place. And when we are confused, when situations happen, going back to Lenny, this was out of the blue, as it were, quote unquote. It's probably not a good use of phrase, but this came unexpectedly. You know, suddenly, she was discovered that she had stage four breast cancer. And, you know, that's, as we well know, very serious. And the Lord, for her to survive according to man's calculations, needs a miracle. Well, she is going to survive because there has been a miracle. Whether she continues on in this world, we don't know. But that is, we're to ask. When something happens devastating to us, we are to ask. He wants us to know. He's not going to tell us, "I'm sorry, I'm busy. This has happened to you, and I'm not going to tell you why." He is, if we ask, as it says, if we ask for a loaf, he's not going to give us a stone. I've told you before, and you may remember, when I was in China, I read this scripture to a small study group that was in Noah's home, Noah's apartment, and I read this next verse. And if you should ask for a stone, he will not give him a snake, will he? And Noah leans over to me and says, "They like snake." So the Lord will give what it is that you need and desire. He wants us to know. And it's not about how we are fed, but he will feed us. And it's not about having all the things that we desire on an earthly level. It is about him providing what is good to those who ask him. He will provide what is good. Lenny would certainly, I don't know, I mean, would she have chosen this? She would now, I believe. This is what the Lord has given her. It is good. It is a good thing. Just as it is with us that we struggle and have questions and so forth, he is trustworthy. He wants us to have to believe him. That is the key. He is trustworthy. We sing about it. And you know, I find myself. You know, it's pitiful, I'm sorry. But, you know, I get these you know, the earthly mind kicks in and says, well, you know, what if this doesn't happen? Or what if, you know, what about that? You know, they're just these little things that, you know, the Lord is able to deal with it. The Lord is able to provide. The Lord is going to provide. And He desires for us to trust Him. We don't have to see the way clear our Lord is not intending to, by this process that we have suffered through in the past few months, He's not going to work all that stuff out. All the differences, He is going to provide according to His purpose and according to His plan and according to the desires of His heart. And we have the opportunity that the desires of His heart become the desires of our heart. That's what we're to ask about. Lord, why is this happening? What is going on? Ask. He will provide. He will give us. He will support us. He will carry us. We'll be carried as on eagle's wings. He loves us. He will not leave us. We will not be left as orphans. He will take care of us. Lord, we thank You. We ask You, Lord, to help us to grasp at the hem of Your garment. Lord, that You would heal us. Lord, that You would embrace us. That You would show us Yourself. And Lord, we desire Your testimony to be among us. We desire to know that You are tending our lampstand in this fellowship, in this gathering of Your body. Lord, we want to see Your light. We want to trust You and go forward and have joy. Have joy in these children. Have joy in these saints who have fought the good fight and walked with You for many years. We thank You. We praise You. We ask You, Lord, to continue to open Your word to Your people. Lord, that You would open Your word and Your heart to these children, Lord. And as we are all Your children, Lord, lead us, bring us up, make us into sons. Lord, make us into fathers. We ask You, Lord, to do what only You can do. You are the King, and in You are all things. We praise You and we thank You. In Your precious name, Lord, we do pray. Amen.